there and show off yourself. You want to go there and tell other people how many kind of meditation you have done or what. Go and do it. But if you are talking about the feeling, the emotion that I'm talking about, that in that meditation should give you something, should pollute you somehow, should connect you to the other people. That's why you go and meditate with them. You're not doing it alone at home, right? The first step is to die from yourself, to let go of me. When you're thinking about there, the only thing you should think about is we, not me. We. How do we feel over there? How does it feel being in this group, a member of it? That's what it is. Now, yes.
A certain man asked a mystic theologian, if anyone weep loudly during the ritual prayer and moan and lament, is his prayer rendered void?
Mm-hmm. You see, what was the question? Exactly, he explained that you should, over there you should die, you should not exist. Then he knows that. Some of them say, okay, if I'm very emotional over there and I cry, what about that? This is how the question rises, yes.
He replied, the name of those is water of the eye. Consider what that weeper has seen. If he has seen longing for God or repentance for a sin and weeps, his prayer is not spoiled. Nay, it attains perfection. For there is no prayer without presence of the heart. But if he has seen bodily sickness or the loss of a son, his prayer is spoilt. For the foundation of prayer is the abandonment of the body and the abandonment of sons, like Abraham, who was offering his son as a sacrifice in order to perfect his prayer and giving up his body to Nimrod's fire. And Mustafa, on whom be peace, was commanded to act after these manners. Follow the religion of Abraham. Verily, ye have had a good example in Abraham.
Okay. So, everything is explained. You know everything. You don't even need to go through these six verses. That's simple, right? Everything was explained. What was that? All of it. He took it to Abraham. Why? That immigration, that change. I told you the story of Abraham is this. Yes, he even will give up his son to do this. This transformation. So, what are we talking here is not the factual thing or actual stuff you're doing. We are talking about the essence behind it. And I say, okay, you're crying? So what? Why are you crying matters. If you're crying because you feel miserable of not being the best of you and not having succeeded to be the best you could, and for your shortcomings and laziness and all that stuff, you're crying for that. That's the essence of meditation. Lovely. But you're crying because some dust is in your eyes, or you're crying because you've lost your key, or you're crying because you didn't win the lotto. I don't know. It depends. Because over there, it doesn't matter what you do. I said, what do you do? You should do exactly what the other people are doing. This is the rule. It matters what you think, what you feel. Because here, we are talking about the emotion. This is what, over there in art, we're talking about beauty. Here, we're talking about passion. And this, you should learn that it's different. Yes.
A certain man asked the Mufti in private, if anyone weep lamentably during the ritual prayer, I wonder, will his prayer be rendered void, or will his prayer be licit and perfect? He replied, wherefore is it named the water of the eye? You should consider what it saw and wept.
Means translation. Yeah. Means translation. Because what is the guy answering? Okay. The question was, somebody is crying in the prayer, his prayer is good or bad, right? The guy will say, why do you call it water of eye? Water of eye. Do you remember? The only thing that I should correct really is my vision and the water in it, the knowledge. The knowledge in my vision. He says, listen, when you're talking about this, this is an example, is in the story. We are talking about the essence of knowledge in you. Right? Yes?
Consider what the water of the eye saw in secret, so that on that account it began to flow from its spring.
You don't care about the vision, which is seeing the reality. What that the special eye of this fellow, the hidden eye I'm talking about, saw, which is hidden, and he saw it. That's the important stuff. That's why he's crying. What is that hidden stuff? Yes?
If the supplicant has seen yonder world, that prayer gains a luster from his lamentation. But if that weeping was caused by bodily pain or by mourning, the thread is snapped and the spindle too is broken.
Okay. See how beautifully you put it. Is that, okay, if the guy's vision is looking at the other existence beyond the logic, that beautiful stuff you're talking about, if he's looking there, so his prayer is accepted and beautiful and so on and so on. If it's from the pain of the physical existence, then he doesn't say it in simple way. Okay, yes, the tool and the rope, everything is broken and it's finished. I cannot even weave it up. I cannot complete my sentence. So he's silly, period. A simple explanation for a very complicated stuff. But it needs another point. Yes, next point.
A disciple came in to pay his respects to the Sheikh. And by this Sheikh, I do not mean one old in years, but one old in understanding and knowledge. Even if he is Jesus, on whom be peace in the cradle, or Yahya, on whom be peace in the children's school. The disciples saw the Sheikh weeping. He too acted in conformity and wept. When he had finished and gone forth, another disciple, who was more cognizant of the Sheikh's spiritual state, impelled by jealousy, went out quickly after him and said to him, O brother, I shall have told you. For God's sake, beware of thinking or saying that the Sheikh wept and you wept likewise. You must practice self-discipline without hypocrisy for 30 years, and you must traverse ravines and seas full of leviathans and lofty mountains full of lions and leopards, that you may attain to that weeping of the Sheikh or not attain. If you attain, you will often utter thanksgiving, as is the extent of the earth. Described in the words of the tradition, the earth was gathered together for me.
Okay. Are you listening? I hope you are. We had the first paragraph and the second one and the third one getting larger and larger and explaining some complicated situation which is very simple and has a very simple answer to that. Here, what was all this story? Okay, the Peter is like this, blah, 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 blah. The guy comes in, he's crying, so he's crying. The other one comes in and pulls this one out. Hey, he's crying and you're crying, shame on you. Don't you know the differences? Means what? Means you are not there to imitate your shame. You are there to be you, but giving up you. So you come, you will become the best of you, because at the end of the day, you're you. We are talking about the change of the quality here, the changes of the essence, but at the end of the day, you are the responsible, you are the fellow, you are the one, right? Okay, now let's hear it poetically.
A disciple came into the presence of the peer. The peer was in weeping and lamentation. When the disciple saw the sheikh weeping, he began to weep. The tears ran from his eyes. The man possessed of an ear laughs once when a friend repeats a joke to a friend. The deaf man, twice. The first time by way of conformity and affectation, because he sees the company laughing. The
okay.
Deaf...
No. The translation is a little bit quasi-different, because the word here is Arabic taqlid, imitation. We know that. This is something that happens in all the religions and stuff like that. They believe that you have somebody and you imitate. You follow him and you do exactly as he's doing. Here, that is the question. First of all, he brings another example. I say, listen, when I say a joke, everybody laughs once. But the deaf fellow laughs twice. First I tell the joke, everybody's laughing, he's laughing. Without knowing what's going on. Then they will interpret it like that, we'll laugh again. Means what? This is an example for you to hopefully remember always. This was the good joke, right? That the silly fellow will laugh twice. Why is he laughing the first time? Because the second time he's laughing like a human being, like other people. Why is he laughing the first time? Why? Because he's imitating other people. Please remember this. Imitating someone else is silly. Because you are you. And you are different. You are unique. And you have to play your role here. We don't imitate. We don't do I wake up in the morning like Rumi did? Did he have a bed or he was sleeping on the floor? I don't know. What was his pillow? How was his pillow? Should I find the pillow like the pillow of Rumi? If I want to show off to everyone that, compare me with Rumi, yes. But honestly, the thing that I learned from Rumi is here, the meaning, not the form. Imitating the form is not it. A long, long paragraph for this. Yes. All those paragraphs were short, 5-6 verses, that long explanation here. now, period, because this is